So tell me, Rob, where in the States are you from?
Well, I'm actually from Maryland, but I was born in New York. And my family moved to first Connecticut. I was a baby in New York, moved to Connecticut, then Philadelphia. But I grew up in Maryland. Sort of my formative years were spent in Maryland. A place called Potomac, which is a river that runs through Maryland, through DC, and into the Chesapeake.
And what was it like growing up there?
I lived in, I have to say, a fairly privileged area. It was a very nice suburb of Washington, D.C. And beautiful place, had great friends, was lucky enough to go to a good school. And yeah, it was very predictable in a way and safe. So I went to high school in Maryland, and when I graduated, I decided to go west to school. And I had the urge to get pretty far away from where I grew up. For in a way to get away from my parents. And I mean, of course, I respected them and loved them and all of that, but I wanted to get far away. And I visited when I was 18, before I graduated high school. I visited Colorado, Boulder, and I just fell in love with the place and decided to go to school there, to college. The campus is ringed by mountains. So you have the Flatirons, and I just saw people mountain biking and, running in the parks, and the people I met were so nice, and also the first thing they said was there's 300 days of sunshine every year, so that kind of got me too. So I just fell in love with it.
What was it like moving from the East Coast to the West Coast? Are people very different?
Interesting, because I met a lot of people from different parts of the country. So I had a lot of friends from Boston and on the West Coast, California. But Boulder was kind of a melting pot, in a way. But also the Coloradans were different for me in a way. They were sort of more simple, I guess you could say, or maybe more attached to the places they come from, smaller places that they came from around the state of Colorado. And since I think I grew up in, like I said, a privileged area, people were a little bit more, I don't want to say spoiled, but that might be the word for it.
In what way were you spoiled?
Spoiled. I shouldn't use that word because it's kind of embarrassing. But I mean, I had my sister's car when I was in high school, so that was sort of something I think most kids don't get to experience. My teeth were taken care of. I had braces and, I didn't get everything I wanted, of course, but I think I was lucky in the sense that I got things that maybe other kids didn't get.
Would you say that you are patriotic?
Yes, I think so.
And are you patriotic about America or the state you grew up in?
I mean, I think both, and I think I've traveled quite a bit around the world, and I think the more I've traveled, the more I can look back and appreciate where I come from and sort of appreciate the diversity, because I had friends from with different backgrounds, Korean friend, an Italian friend, a Greek friend, African American friends. So I think that sort of melting pot kind of idea is true. And also just the advantages I've been given, and I just feel quite lucky to live in a democracy that's not perfect, but and I've always voted, I've always felt sort of political and engaged. So I think yeah, I feel proud to be American.